Cale Clark here. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Relevant Radio and get a free phone. Don't delay. CharityMobile.com. That's CharityMobile.com.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Powered by you.
Listener supported.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Hey, this is the Cale Clark Show. Welcome to the program. So glad to have you with me on this Wednesday, May the 10th. It's hump day, middle of the week, middle of the pledge drive as well, and you're going to help push us over so we can coast to the finish. But we're going to need your help to do that. So first, let's start where we should start with a word of prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's pray a memorare together. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was ever left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, we fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To you do we come, before you we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we entrust this pledge drive to Our Lady's intercession. Also prayed that memorare for an end to abortion in the United States and all around the world. Well, we've got an incredible episode coming up for you. I'm going to do a little ghost busting here. I'm going to talk about an allegedly haunted Milwaukee hotel. Maybe some of you have been there. We have a lot of fans in the Milwaukee area. Also, Father Rocky's going to be stopping by later. I can't wait to talk to him about the Walk to Mary and about today's very, very special promotion, a beautiful Lady of Guadalupe scapular, which he brought in his backpack to the Shrine of Our Lady of Champion at the Walk to Mary this past Saturday. So he'll be joining me later in the program. And also, here's something else you can get through our Pledge Drive promotion today. It's a dollar a day promotion. If you just commit a dollar a day, $365 for the year, donate this to Relevant Radio. We want to give you a couple of gifts. It's really a dollar a day double play. It's baseball season. It's very appropriate. We're going to give you not only one of these special scapulars, but also a copy of Archbishop Fulton Sheen's book, Mary, the World's First Love. This is a beautiful, beautiful book. It really impacted my life. I'll tell you about that later as I was coming back into the Catholic Church. And I'm going to share what Fulton Sheen said about how Mary can actually help us reach Muslim friends and neighbors with the gospel. You're not going to want to miss this. All of this is coming up on the Cale Clark Show today, but I want to give out the phone number right now, 888-914-9149. It's a listener line for the Cale Clark Show, 888-914-9149. Of course, you can also email us. Love to hear from you. The address is Cale, C-A-L-E, at relevantradio.com. And you can follow me on Twitter at Cale Clark, C-A-L-E, Clark with an E. So I got to start with this. Now, you guys have probably heard of Mookie Betts. He's one of my favorite baseball players of all time. World Series champion with two franchises, the Boston Red Sox and the Los Angeles Dodgers, who he plays for now. And he refused, Mookie Betts refused to stay in a particular Milwaukee hotel. I'll tell you about that in just a second, but here's a couple of highlights from his great career so far.
That's a broken bat flare down the line to right and sinks in there for Marte. Betts over to dig it out. Marte headed to second. He's going to try for three. Mookie's throw right on the money. Ho-ho, Mookie. Pulls it in the air to left field. Back goes Mercedes. It's gone.
Love Mookie. That was Joe Davis on the call, broadcaster for, play-by-play guy for the Los Angeles Dodgers. And also for the World Series on Fox. Well, the Dodgers are wrapping up a three-game road series against the Milwaukee Brewers today. And Mookie Betts is going to have to check out of not the hotel that the rest of the team is staying at, but his Airbnb. You see, he refused to stay with the Dodgers at the Pfister Hotel in Milwaukee. And we have a lot of fans of Relevant Radio in Milwaukee. And I'm wondering, have you stayed there? Have you heard about all the rumors surrounding this place? Allegedly, the place is haunted. So ESPN is reporting that when Mookie Betts caught wind that some of his friends were going to attend the series and they were going to stay in town and rent an Airbnb, he said, I'm staying with you. I am refusing to stay at the Pfister Hotel. Now, he says he doesn't necessarily believe in ghosts, Mookie Betts, but he's not taking any chances. In fact, he said, quote, "You can tell me what happened in the hotel after. I just don't want to find out myself." So can you verify this? People in Milwaukee, 888-914-9149. We're going to tell you in just a minute what the Catholic Church actually teaches about ghosts. Are they real? What or who might they be? We'll talk about that coming up. So we'll get some official church teaching on that. But all of what Mookie Betts is saying echoes a story that came out. And I remember this very well. Back in 2013, ESPN, the magazine, this is a wildly entertaining story that came out. And it was really, really amazing. It was written by Stacy Pressman for ESPN, the magazine, in May of 2013. And it was about 10 years old, but it had some incredible, timeless quotes from Major League Baseball players who are just terrified to stay at the Pfister Hotel in downtown Milwaukee. Now, it's a very historic hotel. It's got a lot of beautiful rooms. It's a prime location. And teams will generally book there when they're playing the Milwaukee Brewers at Miller Park. And here's a couple of quotes. This is from Michael Young, who played for the Phillies at the time. When asked about the Pfister Hotel, he said this, quote, "Oh, bleep," and I'm sanitizing this for you, "oh, bleep that place. Listen, I'm not someone who spreads ghost stories. So if I'm telling you this, it happened. A couple of years ago, I was lying in bed after a night game, and I was out. My room was locked, but I heard these footsteps inside my room stomping around. I'd heard all these stories about this hotel, so I was wide awake at that point. And then I heard it again, these footsteps on the floor, so I yelled out, 'Hey, make yourself at home, hang out, have a seat, but do not wake me up, okay?' After that, I didn't hear a thing for the rest of the night. I just let the ghost know he was welcome, that we could be pals, that he could marinate in here for as long as he needed to, just as long as he didn't wake me up," end of quote. All right, so here's Michael Young, who played for the Phillies at that time. Justin Upton from the Braves said this about the Pfister Hotel, quote, "From the minute I walked in there, I am freaking out. The whole place, creepy lights on the side, everything. I have to sleep with the blinds open and the lights on. Next time, I'm finding another hotel and I'm paying for it out of my own pocket. I can't sleep there," end of quote. How about Pablo Sandoval from the Giants? A lot of you guys remember him. He said this, quote, "I don't like the ghosts there. In 2009, I went to take a shower, and I remember putting my iPod next to a speaker. When I came out, it was playing music, and I have no idea why. I left the hotel after that. I didn't want to stay there. In 2010, me and Edgar Renteria stayed down the street, and we paid for it on our own. But then last month, I decided to stay there again. I asked myself, why do I have to be afraid? The only thing I asked the ghosts was to let me sleep. And they did." End of quote. All right, so fear not. I guess he's taking those words from the scriptures to heart. But this takes the cake. I got to share in closing with you this one from C.J. Wilson, who played for the Angels. This is an incredibly funny quote, and you're listening to the Cale Clark Show, 888-914-9149. In just a little bit, we're going to deal with what the Catholic Church says about ghosts. And what to do about this. But for now, let's talk about this allegedly haunted hotel in Milwaukee, the Pfister Hotel. Maybe you've stayed there. Maybe you've had a similar experience. I want to hear about this. 888-914-9149. Seems like there's a lot of urban legends about this place. But C.J. Wilson from the Angels said this, quote, he said, "I've had lots of experiences at the Pfister Hotel. I was on the computer one night doing my typical shtick, surfing the web, sending an email, stuff like that. And then all of a sudden, the lights started flickering. I'm thinking to myself, I am going to be so ticked off if my computer dies. Then the lights just shut off, and the TV shuts off, and the light turns back on, but the light at the front door turns off. I just yelled out, 'Really? I have this thing with ghosts. Just engage them or confront them. Just say, hey man, I'm here to chill out. I'm just here to send some emails, no big deal. Just leave me alone.' So after that, I went back to whatever I was doing on the computer, but then 30 minutes later, there's scratching in the walls. Now I'm thinking, okay, it's the Midwest. There could be a possum or something on the wall, right? That's possible. All I knew was that there were definitely noises coming from the wall. I just said out loud again, "Can you please leave me alone? I'm really trying to work here." At this point, I'm on edge. I'm literally looking to see if there are people in the hallway, if someone's trying to pull something, maybe one of my teammates, a practical joke. We'll do that sometimes. Take a guy's key card and hide in the closet or behind the shower and jump out and scare him. But then the lights started really going crazy in my room, and I'm like, "Are you kidding me? I don't want anything from you. Leave me alone, or just write it down. Write down on the hotel notepad what you want. I can't communicate with you through the lights turning on and off." Well, the next day, we all show up at the ballpark, and everyone has this uneasy feeling, like we had bad food the night before or something. I said to one of my teammates, "You wouldn't believe the stuff that was going on in my hotel room last night." And another guy said, "Oh my goodness, are you talking about that stuff you heard? Everybody had a story. One dude got locked in his bathroom and he had to get the hotel to get him out. Another guy had the lights turn off when he was in the shower. Another guy saw something." I don't get terribly concerned unless things start shattering in the room, so it was fine. I don't get that much sleep anyway, but you just get a vibe when you walk in. It almost feels like you're in Prague or something, very gothic, lots of gold enamel, atriums everywhere. Being on the road so much, we're used to a standard cookie-cutter hotel, but this hotel totally stands alone, end of quote. So just a great quote from C.J. Wilson from the Los Angeles Angels about the Pfister Hotel in Milwaukee. So is this place haunted? I don't know. We actually have an interesting story about a haunted hotel from Patrick Madrid, which we might share later on, time permitting. But we're going to talk about ghosts from a Catholic perspective. Are they real? We're going to do a little ghost busting in just a minute here on the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. What does the church teach? Should we be concerned? Oh, much, much more after this. Here's a word from our CEO, Father Rocky.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, CEO of Relevant Radio and your host for the Family Rosary across America. If you're new to Relevant Radio, well, welcome. Relevant Radio is listener supported, and four times a year, we ask you to help us with our operating expenses. Today, we have two terrific thank you gifts for a donation of $1 a day or more, but the two gifts together are only available today. The first is an Our Lady of Guadalupe scapular with a St. Benedict medal and crucifix. The scapulars are blessed, and I carried them with me on the walk to Mary on Saturday, all 21 miles. Our second gift is the book, The World's First Love, Mary, Mother of God, by Venerable Fulton Sheen. The Our Lady of Guadalupe scapular and the Bishop Sheen book are yours for a donation of $1 a day or more to Relevant Radio. Give online now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or give us a ring at 877-291-0123.
A dollar a day, that's what we're asking for today. This is Timory joining Cale Clark. We have those special gifts for you, Our Lady of Guadalupe Brown Scapular, and the book, Fulton Sheen, The World's First Love, about Our Lady. How fitting to start a new Marian devotion in your home if you're not already encountering and having and wearing that brown scapular. So support the Cale Clark Show today. A dollar a day, that's what we're asking for. If you'd like to donate, the number is 877-291-0123. Or Cale, people can also donate online, relevantradio.com.
That's right, or the Relevant Radio app. That's also an online donation. And I know earlier in the show, Timory, I talked about the dollar a day double play. When you give a dollar a day donation to Relevant Radio right now, we're going to send you those two gifts. It's a double play. The Our Lady of Guadalupe scapular, and Father Rocky's going to be along in person to talk about that in just a few minutes, so stay tuned. But also, the beautiful book, The World's First Love, by Archbishop Fulton Sheen. It's a gorgeous book on Our Lady. I've read it myself. It was very, very important to me as I was making my journey home, Timory, back into the Catholic Church. And guess what? If you do give online through the Relevant Radio app and relevantradio.com, it becomes a dollar a day triple play. You can't lose, because we'll also send you an MP3 talk by Father Monsignor James Shea. I almost downgraded him. He's a Monsignor. Monsignor James Shea on the four Marian dogmas, perfect for this Marian month of May. So don't delay. 877-291-0123 or the Relevant Radio app and relevantradio.com, Timory.
Deborah loves your program here on Relevant Radio, Cale. She said, "I wanted to give you some feedback that I really love your show and listen to it every day. In fact, her and her whole family do."
Oh,
so
wow.
Bravo to the work you're doing to help bring people closer to Christ through the media, Cale.
Oh, thank you so much, Deborah. I really, really appreciate that. That is so kind. It's always great to hear from families who listen to the program as well. Hey, I want to thank an anonymous donor from, hey, I don't know if you've heard of this place, Timory, because you're from California. It's a place called Cool California, C-O-O-L. Wow. You gave a cool gift of $1 a day, and it's a recurring gift as well. Thank you so much. We're going to send you all of that stuff that we talked about, the $1 a day triple play. Also, Mary in Minnesota gave also a $1 a day donation. Thank you. And she gave online. She's also going to get the triple play. We're going to give her the MP3 Tuck by Monsignor Shea as well. And hey, I have to give a shout out to Elliott Lake, Canada, Marlene, who came in with a $15 donation. Thank you so much, Marlene. God bless you. No gift is too small. We really appreciate your sacrificial gifts to keep Relevant Radio going. Help us to give hope. 877-291-0123 is that number to call, or relevantradio.com and the Relevant Radio app. Hang with me. I'll be right back. All right, welcome back to the Cale Clark Show. Here's the listener line, 888-914-9149. I ain't afraid of no ghost. I'll tell you what, we were talking about ghosts, an allegedly haunted hotel in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee, the Pfister Hotel. Have you been there? Have you stayed there? Did you live to tell the tale? We're going to talk about the Catholic teaching on ghosts. Do they exist? Are they real? What's it all about, Alfie? We're going to talk about that in just a second. But let's go to the phones right now. Joe is in San Francisco. Hey, Joe, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your great program. Love to hear it every day.
Oh, thank you very much. That's very kind, Joe. God bless you.
So I operated an auto car wash detail shop.
Oh, yeah.
Five floors underground in a San Francisco hotel.
Huh.
So I was there for 10 years. So I did, you know, I worked almost round the clock to provide mm-hmm. the service for guests. And at nighttime, not during the day, but at nighttime, because I'd work till 10, 11 o'clock, midnight. And all of a sudden, I would have a spirit, ghost, whatever, would Whoa. Sneak up on me and just kind of like scare me, you know, and startle me. And so that happened off and on for years. So one day, a lady from the hotel, an employee, she comes downstairs and she says, you know, Joe, there's like there's spirits down here. And I said, what? And she says, well, haven't you noticed anything? I said, well, what do you mean? She says, well, you haven't experienced anything? Well, so actually, I have. So I explained this situation to her. And mm-hmm. then she says, Joe, when it happens again, just tell them you mean no harm.
Hmm.
And so sure enough, a night or two later, this spirit or ghost snuck up on me. And I said, I mean no harm. And never happened again.
Now, Joe, that's incredible. Now, how did you know it was a spirit or ghost when you sort
well,
of felt
would,
this
what
presence?
Well, what they would do, I would be buffing a car or whatever else. I'd stop buffing, and then all of a sudden, I felt like they would like startle me, kind of scare me.
Mm-hmm. Wow! And what, like, what, did you hear a voice?
It was
or
like
something,
so much
or?
A tap on the shoulder. No, there was no voice, but it was like a spirit or presence. But it wouldn't, like, tap me on the shoulder or whatever else, but it would be there, and it would lead to the side of me.
You could just
so I
sense
never,
it.
As I said, Kyle, I never said anything to anyone until this lady came down. She says, Joe, there's spirits down here. She said, I can feel them.
Wow.
So then I explained the story, and boom. Yeah. So I know this for a fact, and this other situation happened years ago, too. So I know it. It's factual. It happened.
Well, Joe, you're far from alone. You're buffing this car. You're in the car wash. You're feeling this presence. You think, man, I need Buffy the Vampire Slayer or something to join me here. But we need, of course, God's help. And Joe, thank you so much for your kind words and for your call. That's a perfect lead-in to what we want to talk about here. And call back anytime, Joe. What does the church say about ghosts? Do they exist? Well, Father John Titus, who's from the Diocese of Springfield in Illinois, wrote an interesting piece about this, and I'll share this on the show notes as well. I'll put that in the show notes online after the program. Just go to relevantradio.com to grab them. And he talks about the fact that the code of canon law of the church doesn't have any official statement about ghosts. Neither has any ecumenical church council. Like, there's no document on ghosts from Vatican II, let's put it that way, or the Council of Trent. But that doesn't mean the church doesn't have anything to say about this. And by the way, the word ghost is a German word for spirit, and that's where it comes from. And it's interesting because during this Easter season, we read Luke 24, one of the times when Jesus appears bodily after the resurrection. They think that they saw, you know, it's mistranslated sometimes as ghost, but it's actually the word spirit in Greek. But you might say, well, we're splitting hairs here. What's really the difference here? And the point of the matter is they were kind of terrified because they thought, well, maybe this is the spirit of Jesus coming to take vengeance on us for betraying him and abandoning him. No. He says, peace be with you. Trust me, I'm here in love, and you have nothing to worry about because I've risen from the dead bodily. I've been resurrected. So the Catholic Dictionary says that a ghost is a disembodied spirit. Moreover, Father John Titus says that God may sometimes permit a departed soul, a soul that's gone into the afterlife, to appear again in some form to people on earth. Now, why? Might be a couple of different reasons for this, but one reason might be to ask for our prayers. So the Code of Canon Law doesn't talk about it. Ecumenical councils don't talk about it, but the fathers of the church did kind of talk about this, and they would often not agree with each other, and there were varying opinions on this matter in the early church. St. Augustine, the great St. Augustine, he didn't necessarily buy into the concept of ghosts. He's like, I don't know about this. But St. Thomas Aquinas totally believed in this, the angelic doctor. This is what he said, quote, St. Thomas Aquinas talking. He said, quote, "It is absurd to say that souls of the departed do not leave their abode. According to the disposition of divine providence, separated souls sometimes come forth from their abode and appear to men," end of quote. Okay, so he's basically saying that sometimes God allows this to happen, but why? This is the angelic doctor, St. Thomas Aquinas. Now, by the way, he had kind of some personal anecdotes about this to share. St. Thomas Aquinas actually believed that he was personally visited by the ghosts of his sister and also a former Dominican brother that he knew in life. So how about that? Well, not too many people know the thought of St. Thomas Aquinas better than a great friend of the Cale Clark Show, Dr. Peter Kraft, and he's been a guest on the program before. He's written the Summa of the Summa, so the Summa Theologiae of St. Thomas Aquinas. He kind of condensed it, kind of gave us the Coles notes on that one. And he talks about three types of ghosts. That's what Peter Kraft says. The first type of ghost is what he calls the sad, wispy ghosts. And these are the ones that are suffering in purgatory. More on this later, but they're being purified for heaven. They're learning very painful lessons about their past lives on earth. So that's the one kind of ghost that God permits. The second type, according to Peter Kraft, is malicious and deceptive spirits from the pits of hell. Now, these are the ones we obviously have to watch out for. When people play with Ouija boards, when people have seances, conjure up spirits, these are the ones that appear. These are demons. That is not a good thing. So the third type of ghost that can appear, what Peter Kraft calls bright, happy spirits of our friends, our family, especially maybe our spouses, who appear at God's will with messages of hope and love. Now, this is really intense, and this is really intriguing. I'm going to break this down a little bit for you later in the program. I don't want to leave you hanging, but I just heard this morning about just such a case, as Peter Kraft mentions, a very happy friend who appeared to strengthen someone in a really amazing way. I can't wait to share the story with you. I'm going to leave you hanging, sorry. Timmy's going to join me in just a second, and Father Rocky's coming along in just a couple minutes, so stay tuned to the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio, 888-914-9149. Be right back.
You're going to go right back to the Cale Clark Show in a moment, but first we're taking a pause to say, hey, if you enjoy the program, you want a Catholic take on ghosts, spooky in May, but not quite so spooky Ooh. As you are helping us to understand in some respects, Cale, but also the seriousness of demonic presence at times as well. Yeah. I really appreciate this take because we're having a little bit of a funky thing going on at my house as well. So
oh, really?
Another story for another day. But if you want to donate and support the Cale Clark Show, get that Catholic take. help to understand what's happening with the creepy crawlers sometimes, go ahead and give us a call and donate 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com. We're asking you for $1 a day. Starting today, you can break it up into monthly installments or all at once. And we have two gifts to give you for that as well, which, Kale, you can share a little bit about.
Absolutely. First of all, we have the Our Lady of Guadalupe scapular. And Father Rocky brought these to the Shrine of Our Lady of Champion in De Pere, Wisconsin, for the Walk to Mary on Saturday. He's going to tell us about that personally in just a moment, so I can't wait for that. But we're also going to give you another gift from Archbishop Fulton Sheen, The World's First Love. It's a beautiful, beautiful book about Mary, the woman the world loves, and the world the woman loves. Those are the two major sections, and I can't tell you, if you know Sheen's writing, you know he's got beautiful prose, but he also has an incredible devotion to Our Lady. You're not going to want to miss this book. It's a great book. I've read it. I can personally testify that it's amazing, and it's yours for the asking for a dollar a day donation, 877-291-0123, or relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app. It would be great if we could raise, let me just put it to you this way, if we could get 200 people to sign up for that dollar a day pledge and get those scapulars out there. I hate to tell you this, Timmy, but I'm hoping we run out before your show even starts, because that'd be a great sign, right? We'll just have to order more. No. We'll have more. Don't worry. But I want to thank Richard in Bloomfield, New Jersey. Bloomfield, New Jersey. He just donated $1,200 as a recurring gift. Thank you, Richard. Thank you so much. And you're going to get, by the way, because he came in at that $1,200 level, he gets that beautiful Our Lady of Guadalupe print as well, which is very, very gorgeous. And it's a great reminder that we've entrusted this entire pledge drive to Our Lady's intercession, Timmy.
Yes, and other people are stepping forward too at that dollar a day level. Judy, Paul, Manuel, and Virginia have all said yes to supporting the Kale Clark Show at a dollar a day. So if you'd like to jump in and support the work we're doing, we're asking just $1 a day to keep this programming free so that you can hear this incredible Catholic-focused content and Catholic perspective on culture. Donate now, 1-877-291-0123. Support the Kale Clark Show. Donate online, relevantradio.com, or our app.
Hi, this is Cale Clark. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. They're a pro-life phone company, and 5% of your monthly plan price goes to Relevant Radio or another pro-life charity of your choice. For a limited time, new customers who mention offer code Relevant Radio get a free phone with free activation and free shipping. Don't delay. CharityMobile.com. That's CharityMobile.com.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Hey, welcome back to the Cale Clark Show. 888-914-9149 is the number to call toll free to talk to me or my guest, who really needs no introduction, but I'm going to introduce him anyway. He is the chairman and CEO of Relevant Radio. Father Rocky is joining me. By the way, he's also a noted, we're talking about baseball, ghosts, all kinds of stuff, what the church teaches about this. Also a noted Chicago Cubs fan. The first time I met Father Rocky, I noticed he was wearing these beautiful Chicago Cubs cufflinks. Maybe that could be a pledge drive premium next time, Father.
How about that? Yeah, that was a gift from Bob Bennis, our sales guy. He also gave me a matching pair of Chicago Bears cufflinks, and from time to time I put them on. So go Cubs. There's three reasons why it's very Catholic to be a Cubs fan. Did you know that?
Why is that?
Because you're always practicing faith, hope, and charity. How about that? Hey, great to be with you, Cale. I love listening to you, during the afternoon drive, and that was a whopper today in Chicago in the Eden's Expressway. I'm telling you, it took me an hour and 20 minutes to get home, so listening to you there, and I got back to the home studio. And here we are during our spring pledge drive. We're asking all of our listeners to help us help them and help us give hope, and you can do that by supporting us today, especially if you can give a gift of a dollar a day. That's $365 for the year. And you'll get a wonderful pair of premiums. First, you get this beautiful scapular. I was telling Diana, who selects these, that's really the finest scapular I've seen. It's sturdy, it's rugged, it's traditional. You've got an image of Our Lady of Guadalupe on one side. Mm-hmm. I think it's printed on leather. It's stitched in there. This thing's not going to fall apart. It has a little crucifix on it. It'll say Benedict Medal. And you get a copy of Fulton Sheen's, the venerable Fulton Sheen's, book about Our Lady, The World's First Love. So give us a call right now at 877-291-0123 or pledge safely and securely online at relevantradio.com and tell them Father Rocky sent you.
That's right. That's right. And I'll tell you what, also, this dollar a day double play becomes a dollar a day triple play, because if you give online through the app or through our website, relevantradio.com, we're going to throw in a beautiful talk by Monsignor James Shea on the four Marian dogmas.
Oh,
perfect
really
for this
good.
Month of May.
He's
oh, he
really
sure
good.
Is.
He's really good. Really very fortunate to have his support and the support of the University of Mary, as well as a number of other outstanding Catholic educational institutions around the country. So, folks, when you support Relevant Radio, it's not just that you're supporting this network of 206 stations that reaches 250 million people, but you're also helping us support these good educational initiatives in the country who are our sponsors, Ave Maria mm-hmm. University, Ave Maria Florida, University of Dallas down in yeah. Texas, University of Mary out in North Dakota, Christendom College out in Virginia, and such,
so
or maybe others, right?
It's so exciting to see the great post-secondary options for Catholic education in the United States. I love this, and we're so happy and proud to support them as they seek to really create great formed people that can change the culture for good. And that's what we're trying to do here at Relevant Radio, trying to bring Christ to the culture, to the world, through the media. Now, I want to get back, Father, to the scapular, because obviously you brought them with you to the Shrine of Our Lady of Champion, to the Walk to Mary, of course, on Saturday. Can you give us some background on scapulars in general, on their history, how to have it properly imposed? What do we do with these things?
Good question. So this is the brown woolen scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And it goes back to, I think it was the Sixth Crusade in the year 1251, when the head of the Carmelite religious order, Simon Stock, prayed to Our Lady because they were being harassed and intimidated and terrorized during the Crusades by the Ottoman Turks, by the Saracens, by the Vikings, by the Europeans. And Our Lady appeared to him and said to St. Simon Stock, have your people wear this badge on their chest and on their back. That's where the word scapular comes from. Scapula in Latin is back. And I will protect them. And if they wear it piously and observe chastity according to their state and life and pray three Hail Marys every day, I will make sure that they will have the grace of final conversion, which is an indirect way of saying that they would not suffer going to hell. And so when I was a kid, my mother would say, are you wearing your scapular? I said, why? She said, because if you die wearing your scapular, you won't go to hell. And I said, well, how about that? I'll take two then. And so I've always worn it. But it's a little reminder that we are children of God. Mary's our mother. So it goes back to the 13th century, which is a great century for the Catholic Church. And then there was another privilege attached to it from Our Lady. It's called the Sabbatine privilege. That's not a typical word in English. It's related to the word Sabbath, S-A-B-B-A-T-H. So the Sabbatine privilege is that if you die wearing it, you get out of purgatory on the Saturday after you died. So I tell my friends, if you're going to die, try to die on Saturday. That's the shortest time in purgatory. Like John Paul II, like my mother, and like a good friend, Mike Gwynn, they all died on a Saturday, and they wore the scapular. So that's a great thing. And yes, I carried them all 21 miles in my backpack, and I carried more than 10,000 prayer intentions from our listeners. They were printed both sides of paper, 100 sheets in 4-point font, and I brought my galoshes, and I brought my Advil, I brought my bottle of water, I brought an apple, which I actually never ate because there was food along the way, and extra clothing, and I carried it all. And yeah, it's a long walk, 21 miles, but I like to keep it authentic. And okay, this is something, I took it to all four churches where the Blessed Sacrament is, and I went and made a genuflection in front of each place, made a little visit there at St. Joseph's Church in De Pere, and then St. Peter and Paul on the east side of Green Bay, and then Holy Cross Parish up on overlooking the Green Bay, and then mile 21 at the Shrine. I went down to the basement where a lady appeared. I took off my backpack. I pulled out the prayer intentions. I put them on the kneeler. I prayed to Our Lady, and I put the scapulars right there. You could have one of those today only. Only today. This is the real deal, folks.
This is it.
It's a beautiful scapular. Yours, if you could please make a donation of a dollar a day. That's $365 for the year. And this keeps us strong, right? We raise our operating expenses every 3 months. And I tell people, Cale, even if we were rolling in dough, we'd still do the pledge drives every 3 months because we're actually helping people by inviting them to make a sacrifice. I know I was helped, and I've been helped many times with people ask me to make a sacrifice. It helps me get outside of myself, overcome my worries and my fears. And that's what Jesus did. You know, he asked the apostles to make a sacrifice. Throw out your nets for a catch. Come follow me. Pick up your cross, right? So that's very central to the Christian invitation. Yours today only. If you give us a call at 877-291-0123, you get Fulton Sheen's, Venerable Fulton Sheen's book with it. You get the audio download too if you pledge online at relevantradio.com or in the free and amazing and awesome Relevant Radio app.
Absolutely, Father. You're listening to The Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. I'm joined, of course, by Father Rocky. And yeah, we want to give away 200 of these this hour. These beautiful scapulars, Our Lady of Guadalupe. So please call that number right now, 877-291-0123. Once they're gone, they're gone. And for just a dollar a day, less than the price of a latte, less than a latte, but don't be late. Don't be late. That was a tortured pun, but I'll tell you what. Once they're gone, they're gone. That's the point. And you can make a big, big difference with that dollar. And I just love, Father, how you talked about the scapular comes from this word meaning back or shoulder, and you certainly shouldered the burden.
It's like a shield.
It's like a shield.
It's like armor.
Absolutely. It's our spiritual armor. It's a great, great protective prayer. And not only did you carry on your shoulder, your back, the prayers of all the people, to the shrine of Our Lady of Champion, but also you met some really interesting folks along the way. Tell me about
Holy
Abigail.
Smokes.
Tell me about Abigail.
So I don't know who Abigail is. You just got the email. Evidently, she couldn't make the pilgrimage, but she sent in the prayer request. I put it in my backpack, and she wanted to have a baby. And the next day after the walk, she found out she was pregnant. She conceived. That's just like this house thing, right? So, you know, I can't possibly read the 10,000 prayer requests. You know, they come in emails, all sorts of ways. But this woman said, you know, I'm going to say 5 years ago, sent in the prayer request. I carried in my backpack, and they'd been trying to get a house for 30 years. They could never scrape the money together, find the right house, and finally came through. And she said, that's because I took in my backpack to the Walk to Mary. So that's why I've been saying to the Family Rosary across America for the last couple of months to promote the Walk to Mary. I said, if you want a house, if you want a spouse, if you want a baby, don't say maybe, come to Walk to Mary the first Saturday in May. And I think a lot of people come out there. At least it gives people hope, and I
Absolutely.
Guarantee, I tell people, look, if you walk 2 miles, 7 miles, 14 miles, 21 miles, you did more penance today than you'd ever get in the sacrament of confession. And because of that, your prayers are powerful, because when you mix prayer and penance, you get powerful, powerful prayers. I know God heard your prayer. I absolutely know God heard your prayer. Now, he may give you a different answer than you're looking for, but he heard your prayer.
Yeah, that's really important for people to remember. He always hears prayers, and he always gives an answer. It's either yes, no, maybe this isn't good for you, or wait, you know, let's just hang on for a little bit. Grow in faith, and you can grow in faith as well by giving, by calling 877-291-0123, relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app. And Father, today on The Faith Explained, we're looking at St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, and he kind of ends off with this appeal for stewardship. He says, look, he essentially says God's going to get his work done no matter what, but he gives you the opportunity to share in his work, to share in this ministry. And that's what we can all do by going to relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, or calling 877-291-0123. So, Father, any last words? We're going to have a miracle moment in just a second, but any last words for our listeners before you go?
Yeah, we're very happy that we can bring you the Cale Clark Show today and every day at 5 p.m. Central Time. That's 6 out in New York, Boston, Washington, D.C., Miami, all the Eastern time zones, Pittsburgh as well. It's 5 o'clock here in the Central Time, 3 o'clock out in California. Because you learn something about your faith, you've got companionship in the car, and it's always going to be positive. It's always going to be something that gives you solutions and it's positive. We know there's a lot of problems in the world.
Yeah.
All right. We do watch other news channels and TV and all that. We know that. But we don't dwell on those problems because, you know, for most of us, we can't solve any problems that are more than 5 feet away from us. But we can solve our own problems.
That's a great point.
And we can make those own choices. So the Cale Clark Show is going to do that to you. It's going to lead you to Christ. And if you value the Cale Clark Show, why don't you show up? But give us a call right now at 877-291-0123. Pledge safely and securely online at relevantradio.com. And if you can make a dollar a day donation or even more, you're going to get this wonderful, wonderful Pledge Drive Premium, a beautiful brown woolen scapular, and a book by Venerable Fulton Sheen called The World's First Love, all about Our Lady.
Absolutely. And we know how much you love Our Lady Father and how much you love our listeners. We thank you for your time. It's great to run you down on the Cale Clark Show. God bless you. I'm going to ask all of our listeners to keep you in their prayers because you're a busy guy. You've got a lot on your shoulders, but that scapular on your shoulder will help you as well. So thanks, Father. God bless.
Thanks so much, Cale, and God bless you.
All right. Until next time, that was Father Rocky, our chairman and CEO right here at Relevant Radio. And Relevant Radio, of course, we see a lot of miracles. We hear a lot of miracles, a lot of great testimonies from our listeners. And here's another one, a miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
How about Anna in Toronto now? Good morning, Anna.
Hi, good morning, Patrick. I just wanted to tell you that I am so, so thankful for your show. I'm thankful for Relevant Radio, and I spread the word around. I send it to all my friends, all my Instagram friends. Check out Relevant Radio. All you have to do is download the app. It's amazing. My husband and I, we just love the station. It really changed our lives.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
People have stepped up this hour. We need 120 more to go. We have about 15 minutes. We're asking you to donate $1 a day to support the Cale Clark Show. Cale, people can donate online, relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app. We're working our way toward our halfway mark. We're more than halfway through the pledge drive, and we have a lot of funds to still raise this week.
Absolutely. And I think a record hour for this show, for Wednesday, might be in sight. And you're gonna want to get in on this action. You're gonna want to grab one of those scapulars. You just heard Father Rocky talking about them. What a beautiful testimony that he gave about the walk to Mary this past Saturday. Don't miss your chance to get yours for just $1 a day. 877-291-0123, or go to relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app. We're also going to give you, of course, that beautiful book by the Venerable Fulton Sheen, The World's First Love. It's all about Our Lady. It's a beautiful book. I've got it. It's on my shelf. I love it. Really helped me through a difficult time in my life, and I'm sure the same will be true for you. I also want to highlight the West Coast, Timory, your home state of California, coming on strong. Lindsay in Aliso Viejo, California, just gave a recurring gift of $1,200. Lindsay, that is a wonderful gift. Yes. Thank you for that. She's also a new donor, by the way, Timory, and we love it when new donors come on board. And hey, you got to ring that cowbell whenever there's a new donor, Timory. Where is that cowbell?
I'm sorry, I'm not ready for my show yet.
There it is. Stephen in Santa Maria also came in with that $1 a day level recurring gift. Thank you, Stephen. Really appreciate you. Hey, but the Midwest will not be denied either. Graciela in Chicago just came in also at $1 a day. An online gift when you give online through the app, through the website, relevantradio.com, our easy and free app. Just download it right now. You're also going to get that beautiful MP3 talk on the four Marian dogmas as an extra bonus.
Yes.
Love it. Mark in Scottsdale, Arizona, also $1 a day online. Thank you, Mark. Mm-hmm. And there's so many other gifts coming in. An anonymous gift from Wisconsin, Westby, Wisconsin, also $1 a day. Patricia in Huntington Beach.
Yes.
Came in. Thank you so much, Patricia. God bless you and everyone who's giving right now. 877-291-0123, the Relevant Radio app and relevantradio.com, Timory.
Five more people just stepped forward saying, we want to support the Cale Clark Show. Mark, Cheryl, Robert, King Yoon, and Jacqueline all supported and pledged $1 a day to support you here on Trending Cale. So thank you so much for those for supporting us. If you want to donate, it's not too late. 877-291-0123. You only have 10 more minutes to support the Cale Clark Show today and help us meet our need. RelevantRadio.com is the easiest way to give. Help bring Christ to the world through the media, in your home, in your family, and among your peers.
This is the Cale Clark Show, giving you the confidence you need to bring the faith into everyday life.
Hey, welcome back to the program. I'm going to give out that listener line again, 888-914-9149. You can call me toll-free on the Cale Clark Show. We're talking about ghosts. We talked about an allegedly haunted hotel in Milwaukee. A lot of baseball players are afraid to stay there, including Mookie Betts. Are ghosts real? We talked a little bit about this before Father Rocky came in. I want to continue that conversation. St. Thomas Aquinas was a big believer in this, and he said that, hey, it's absurd to say that souls don't sometimes come back from their abode, their eternal abode, and kind of for a few different reasons they might want to do this. And Peter Kraft, who's a great student of St. Thomas Aquinas, talks about three types of ghosts that might show up. Number one, the sad, wispy ones. And these are the suffering souls in purgatory. They're being purified for heaven. More on this later. The second type, this is the one you want to avoid. Malicious, deceptive spirits from the pits of hell. And these are the ones that people bring up with Ouija boards and involvement in the occult. Avoid, avoid, avoid at all costs. And then the last group are what he calls bright, happy spirits. Spirits of our friends and family members who appear at God's will with messages of hope and love. And I want to talk about that just for a brief moment here. And whoop, here we go. Sorry, my computer kind of froze on me there. But Blessed Alvaro del Portillo, he was the successor of St. Jose Maria, who founded Opus Dei. And I just heard this morning that he is blessed. About 2 months ago in Spain at the University of Navarre Medical Center, there was a patient who was in really, really bad shape, critical condition, had no idea who Blessed Alvaro del Portillo was. But a priest who was kind of on duty at the hospital came in to give her the Eucharist and kind of pray with her a little bit. And she said, oh, this is amazing. I get to receive the Eucharist a second time today. He said, what are you talking about? I am the only priest in this hospital. Who else was here to give you the Eucharist? And she said, well, it was the bishop who came by earlier. And he said, what bishop? And then she said, look, if you go into the chapel, there's actually, I saw a picture of him there. I instantly recognized him. He was the guy. Well, it was a picture of Blessed Alvaro that was hanging in the chapel. And so who knows? This apparently just happened. They're investigating it. It could be Blessed Alvaro, post-mortem appearance, giving this woman communion. She was healed. So they're looking into it. They're looking into it. And when we talk about spirits, ghosts, if you will, the Catechism of the Catholic Church forbids, as well as sacred scripture forbids, the practice of what's called necromancy. Now, a lot of people, when they look at the Catholic Church and they look at the intercession of the saints, a lot of non-Catholics think that we're guilty of this when we ask the saints to pray for us. That's not what we're doing. Necromancy is consulting the spirits of the dead. It's a practice that was prohibited in Old Covenant times. And what's the purpose of this? People want to ascertain the future. They want to contact the souls of the dead to try to figure out, hey, what's the winning lottery number going to be for this Friday? Or who's going to win the World Series? I need to go to Vegas and place a bet now. No. That is clearly an occultish practice. It's evil, not to be done. That's nothing to do with the intercession of the saints that we practice in the Catholic Church. So just want to clear that up. But this idea of necromancy, it's tied up with some other illicit practices, consulting palm readers, those who want to interpret omens, those who are interested in clairvoyant people, all to be avoided. Again, as Father John Titus says, this is really a way of trying to play God. It's a desire for power over time, history, other people. It violates the first commandment. And that was the original temptation. You shall be like God. That's what Satan said to our first parents. No. Only God can control history. And so, at any rate, some of these ghosts that might appear, they may in fact be hungry souls. A book came out by Gerard Vanden Aardweg in 2009, 10 books called Hungry Souls. And he talks about the souls in purgatory really maybe appearing. They might seem to be ghosts, but they're asking for your prayers and help. So check that out. I've heard a lot of great things about that book. It's very highly rated. This is the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. And I'll be back with Timory in just a moment here on the show.
Okay, we are hearing from you across the country. It's so exciting. From Wisconsin to Texas to Florida, Arizona, from coast to coast, Thank you for stepping up at that dollar a day level. Kale, Stephen, Dolores, Margaret, and another Margaret are all here to support the Kale Clark Show. If you would like to join them, a dollar a day, can give us a call now, 877-291-0123. Or the easiest way to give with extra special perks, in addition to the Marian Scapular, the Marian book by Archbishop Fulton Sheen, as well as a Marian Talk, if you donate online, relevantradio.com, or it counts online too if you donate on the app.
Absolutely. And once again, you can download the app very securely and easily from the App Store and make a secure and easy donation. It's a great way to do it. You don't have to worry about not getting through on the phone lines, although that's usually not a problem. We've got lots of great volunteers over at our Relevant Radio headquarters who are manning the phones right now, 877-291-0123, the Relevant Radio app, relevantradio.com. Make that dollar a day pledge, and you can get that dollar a day triple play if you give online through the app or online. You can get that talk by Monsignor Shea on the four Marian dogmas. It's he makes it easy to explain to other people. You might want to share this with a friend who's maybe questioning. Obviously, there's something about Mary, that's for sure, and a lot of non-Catholics have questions about our Marian beliefs. And speaking of Mary, don't miss, this is part of the package too, Venerable Fulton Sheen has written a book called The World's First Love. It's all about Mary, and it's all good. You don't want to miss that. It's part of our gift to you if you come in at that dollar a day level, along with the scapular. As long as we have them, as long as they last, which probably won't be too much longer, those beautiful scapulars, Our Lady of Guadalupe, which Father talked about, brought them to the Shrine of Our Lady of Champion this weekend. You're going to get one. He says they're the best constructed scapular he's ever seen. Now, that's saying
ooh,
something.
Like
he's
this.
He's seen a lot. And I
break mine all the time.
Oh, yeah. They always fall apart. But this one is durable. It's also got a St. Benedict medal attached to it, as well as a cross. So it's kind of a little extra bling there, if you will, thrown in. A holy
extra
bling.
Special holy protection, right? These are exercise. And when you look at the exorcism medals and things such as this with a Benedictine cross, and that's what you want to have on your scapular. I know my mom always said, don't get the scapular if it doesn't have the crucifix and the Benedictine medal on it for extra protection.
Absolutely. You're going to want to grab yours right now, 877-291-0123, relevantradio.com and the app. Want to thank Mary in Menasha, Wisconsin, who's just done exactly that. It's given a dollar a day pledge, recurring gift. Thank you, Mary. Irene in Paramount, California, has also given a recurring gift of that dollar a day pledge. Thank you so much, Irene. And Lawrence in Pennsylvania has given a second gift. It's twice as nice. He has given a gift of $400. Thank you, Lawrence. And of course, we'll be sending you those Pledge Drive premiums for your edification, for your prayer, and also for your intellectual stimulation as you read about Mary through the writings of the great Fulton Sheen. And I got to tell you, one of the best chapters in that book, it's really intriguing, Timory. It's called Mary and the Muslims. And it's all about the fact that Muslims have this great devotion to Mary. They really care about her. There's even a chapter in the Quran that's dedicated to her. Now, they don't believe in the divinity of her son, but Mary can help with that. And he talks about this beautiful story about Fatima, and I'll have much more to say about Fatima later in the week, of course, the Feast of Our Lady Fatima this Saturday, the 13th. But in the book, Fulton Sheen talks about how the town got its name and why Mary appeared there. Not a coincidence. In fact, Muhammad's favorite daughter was named Fatima. And later on, there's another Muslim young woman who was named Fatima who lived in this town. And there was a Muslim chief there who was her father. He left, had to pull up stakes. She stayed behind to marry her Catholic boyfriend. She converted, and he loved her so much he named the town after her. He became the mayor and called it Fatima. That's where Mary appeared. And Fulton
incredible?
Sheen says she can be the bridge. And so you've got to want to get your hands on a copy of this right now. For a dollar a day pledge, 877-291-0123. Go to the Relevant Radio app, relevantradio.com. We'll give you the scapular. We'll give you the book. If you give online, we'll give you the talk by Monsignor Shea as well. Don't delay. Do it now. Help us to give hope on Relevant Radio. You can help us to be a light to the world, to point people to the true light of Jesus Christ. Do it right now, 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app. It's a dollar a day, triple play. Take advantage of it right now.